Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, ma'am. Ready? Same scripture.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. We're thanking God for his goodness to us, his mercy extended unto us this day. Thank him for the saints being out. Thank him for even on last Lord's Day. Brother Scott was with us and truly preached us a beautiful message from the Lord. We thank God for the message and the messenger. Thank God for the beautiful service on last Lord's Day, the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, the baptism. We just thank God that he truly has been good to us, and he's blessed us to be here this day. And we think of the months are going by so quickly. We're at November the 6th, 2022 already, but we just thank God. Thank God. He's blessed. Let us look to the Lord, a brief word of prayer, and just thanking him. And he's already been here, and he's still here with us. But let us invite him into this part of our service this day. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we want to thank you once again for your blessings throughout this day. We thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto us. We thank you for, dear Father, that you allowed us to see November the 6th, 2022. We don't know about the rest of the year. We don't know about tomorrow, but we know right now you've allowed us to experience this day. And for this, we want to say thank you. Thank you for each and everyone who is out this morning, dear Heavenly Father. And remember those who may be still on their way, Lord God. We ask that you would grant traveling mercies over the highways. We pray, Lord God, that you keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And you allow no accidents to befall them. We want to thank you, Lord God, for this past week, Lord God, as you led and guided us throughout the week, dear Heavenly Father. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for our older saints, dear Heavenly Father, who, dear Father, we just love dearly, dear Lord, that you have blessed us, Lord God, to worship with these brothers and sisters, Lord God, who love you so much, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for Sister Holmes, Lord God. We don't see her as of yet, but Lord God, if we pray, Lord God, that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God. Be with her family, Lord God, her children who care for her so well, Lord God, enabling her to be able to be out, dear Father. She's the eldest saint in our congregation, Lord God, and we thank you for that, Lord God. She's a witness and a testimony, Lord God, to your goodness, dear Lord. And so we just ask, Lord God, that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, thank you for Sister Carol being here this morning. Thank you for your blessings upon her, Lord God, and all that you've done for Sister Carol, Lord God. She truly has, got, Lord God, been a mother in Zion, Lord God, and we thank you for that and ask your blessings upon our dear sister in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord God, for Brother Mann, Lord God. We know he's not able to be out, but we still are calling out our brother's name, still lifting him up, dear Heavenly Father. I can remember, Lord God, on Wednesday nights, Lord God, when he would tell us and let us know, Lord God, if he would say to us, I want you to know one thing. If you don't know anything, I love you. And so, Lord, we want Brother Mann to know we love him too, Lord God, and we're praying for him. Although he's not able to be out, Lord God, we still love him. We're still praying. We're still lifting him up, Lord God, remembering his request, Lord God, for those who are less fortunate than we are, those who are homeless, Lord God, those who may not have food to eat, Lord God, our neighborhoods, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would hear our humble cry on behalf of Brother Mann, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that we will get another opportunity to be able to go out to his home, Lord God, and to visit with him, Lord God, and just to share, Lord God. Father, we just want to thank you for that and ask that you would bless. We pray, Lord God, a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Regina. We thank you for her being out. Thank you for all that you're doing for Sister Regina and how you're blessing her, even in her eyes, Lord God, and ask that you would continue, Lord God, to look down upon our dear sister with favor. Remember her in her home, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, her daughter Debbie, Lord God, and her grands and her great-grand, Lord God, as we call out their names to you, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, Sister Regina desires to see them saved, Lord God, and so we pray, dear Lord, that you would save them before it's a day, an hour too late. Father God in heaven, we pray likewise that you would remember all the saints that are here, dear Father. We don't want to forget anyone, Lord God, but we want to remember each and every one of our brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, those who may be still traveling, and Sister June, we don't see her as of yet, but Lord God, we trust she's on her way and ask that you would bless our dear sister, Lord God, in every way she stands in need of. We thank you for her. Thank you for her testimony. Thank you for the ministry she has, Lord God, even on the outside of the church, Lord God, when she's at her job, Lord God, when she's in our home, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, how she shares that with us, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless our sister, Lord God, every way she stands in need of. Give her the strength, Lord God, where she may be weakened. Build her up where she may be torn down, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that she has a mighty task on her hand, dear Heavenly Father, and so we just ask that you would bless her. Remember her companion, Lord God, Alfonso, Lord God. Remember him in a mighty way. Pray, Lord God, that you speak to his heart likewise. Remember her two daughters, Lord God, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remember her grandchildren, Lord God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, likewise, that you remember Sister Lillian, Lord God. And we thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would continue to bless and touch her in her body. Lord, as she took a tumble down her steps, Lord God, you know, Lord God, a couple weeks ago. But Lord God, we knew, Lord God, that when she was saying, she said, first when she said, Lord God, she was felt okay, dear Lord. And then within the weeks, Lord God, she began to feel the pain and the aches, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God. It was no worse than what it was, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for our dear sister, Lord God. We know, Lord God, she's been going through, Lord God, but Lord, through it all, she's trusting in you, dear Heavenly Father, to bring her through. And we love her, Lord God, and we want her to know that, dear Heavenly Father, that we pray for her and we lift her up to you, Lord God. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her neighbors and her neighborhood. Remember those, Lord God, she's witnessing to, Lord God. Father, we thank you for that and how you use Sister Lillian to your glory and to your honor. Father God, we ask that you remember Sister India, Lord God. We know she's at work, Lord God. Remember her. Likewise, remember her in her situation, Lord God. And remember little Infinity, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless and be with her, Lord God. We know she went through a bout of illness, dear Heavenly Father. But we pray, Lord God, that you would bless this child in every way she stands in need of. Remember her daughter, Innocence, in a special way, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, others who may be on their way. We don't see the Belton family as of yet, Lord God, and we, Lord God, we know this day that the Jenkins children, Lord God, several of them are down ill, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch and be with them, Lord God. We know that illness is running through the school systems, Lord God, running through our children, Lord God. We hear it on the news, Lord God, and so we're just praying your extra protection around them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember Jasmine. We thank you for her being here today and ask your blessings upon this young woman, dear Heavenly Father, as we see her growing up, Lord God, and getting more and more, dear Heavenly Father, mature, dear Heavenly Father, each and every time we see her, dear Lord. Father, we want to pray, Lord God, that you remember our ushers, Lord God. Remember Brother Reggie in a special way, Lord God. We don't see him as of yet, Lord God, and ask your blessings to be upon him too, likewise, dear Father. Remembering Brother Levester and Brother Maurice and Brother Tony, Lord God, and Brother Robert, Lord God, as they minister, Lord God, in the way of taking care of the church as the trustees, Lord God, and all the work that they've been doing, Lord God, and various things that have taken place, Lord God, the glass being broken out, the ceiling, the roof, dear Heavenly Father, and various things, Lord God. We thank you for our dear brethren and how they take care of the house of the Lord. We ask that you would bless them in every way that they stand in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, they're not taking any glory, dear Heavenly Father, for anything, Lord God. And every time we try to offer, even give them a little love offering, Lord God, they don't even want that, dear Father. So we thank you for our dear brethren and ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Father, we pray likewise that you remember Sister Melita, Lord God, in the media room along with Brother PJ. We thank you, Lord God. We ask that your blessings be upon them and ask that you would continue. Look down upon them with favor, Lord God. Remember Sister Melita's companion, Lord God, in a mighty way. Bless him, be with him, Lord God. But we pray you'd save him a day an hour before it's too late, dear Father. Remembering Sister Laurencine and Brother Maurice down with the children, Lord God, ask that you would bless and be with them too, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Laurencine and the work that you've given them to do, Lord God, downstairs with the children, Lord God. Ask that you would remember Brother Byrene, Lord God, our superintendent. Thank you for him too, Lord God, and ask your blessings be upon him in a mighty way. Thank you for all the saints, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Smith being out this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Millicent, dear Father. Sister Blake, Lord God. We thank you for all the saints being out there, Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless. Remember our officer, Wesley, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with him too, Lord God. Bless him in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember him in his home, dear Heavenly Father. Not forgetting Officer Todd, Lord God. He comes to mind often, dear Father. We thank you for this dear man, dear Father, and ask that you would bless him, dear Father. Remember all those who are listening in, dear Father, on Radio Land. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember our family of God, dear Father, in Boston, Lord God. Sister Fairstay and her family, Lord God. Sister Marvinia in New York, Lord God. Sister Sanders and her family down in Florida, Lord God. Sister Teresa and Sister Amy, Lord God. We thank you for this family of God, Lord God. Thank you even for Sister Sandy, Lord God. I was even able to reach out to her the other day, Lord God, and ask that you would remember her, Lord God. She said she's suffering in her body, dear Father. Pray, Lord God, that you would bless our dear sister in a mighty way. Remembering Sister Avery, Lord God, too, Lord God, that she, dear Heavenly Father, was suffering in her body, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you blessed her, dear Lord. Spoke to her on yesterday. She says she's feeling much, much better, Lord God. And we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless her, Lord God, that she Monday will be able to be out to the services. Remembering Miss Betty, Lord God, too, yes. Lord God, we thank you for what you brought her through, Lord God, and ask your blessings continue to be upon her. Now, Father, we ask that you would bless in the services today. Remember lost souls everywhere, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you remember our loved ones who are out of the ark of safety. Remember neighbors and friends and co-workers, Lord God. Lord, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that you're able, dear Heavenly Father, to save, dear Heavenly Father, even the vilest sinner, dear Father, you're able, dear Lord. So we just pray, Lord God, that you would save them before it's a day, an hour too late. Remember all, dear Heavenly Father, in the neighborhoods around this congregation. Remember our neighbors, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Our neighbors across the street, we pray for them, Lord God. Rob and his sister Rose, Lord God. Mr. Ray, dear Heavenly Father. Sean's, and oh Lord, I can't think of her name right now. It's not coming to my mind. Her family, Lord God. Remember Mr. Curtis and his family, Lord God, and others, Lord God. We beg of thee that you would remember them in a special way, Lord God. Father God in heaven, we're looking, dear Heavenly Father, to thee, Lord, dear Lord, from whence cometh our help, knowing, Lord God, that you're able to do all things but fail, looking for you to have your way in the services today, Lord God. Oh, save souls, dear Heavenly Father. Let this message reach out to them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, as we look into the Saturday, Lord God, for the food, the turkey giveaway, Lord God, we're looking for souls to come, dear Father. But more importantly, not just to get the turkey and all the fixings, Lord God, but to get the word, dear Father, the Bibles and all of, dear Father, the literature, Lord God, that we're giving out, dear Father. Reaching out to lost souls, dear Heavenly Father, we know, Lord God, the time is winding up. So, Father, we pray that they will receive, dear Heavenly Father, what you have blessed, dear Father, this congregation to do for this community. Yes. Father, thank you for all of your manifold blessings. Ask that you remember our president and our world leaders, Lord God, who truly need our prayers, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, souls everywhere, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, mankind in general, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you speak to hearts, speak to souls, speak to minds, dear Heavenly Father. Speak to that young man who felt a well to go into the Nancy Pelosi's house, Lord God, and to strike, dear Heavenly Father, her husband in the head with a hammer, Lord God. Oh, speak to his heart, dear Father, and then to turn around and say, well, he's not guilty of it. My, my, my. Lord God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, if it can reach there, dear Father, we know it can reach to any of us, dear Father. So, Lord, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, this day. Not only that situation, but all, dear Father. Lord, we're seeing shootings on every hand. The young man, Lord God, who was just stopping at the filling station to get gas, Lord God. And, oh, God, and then he ended up winding up dead, Lord God. Family ended up burying him on yesterday, Lord God. And he was just passing through, Lord God. My God in heaven, help us, Lord God. Oh, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For souls everywhere, Lord God, to get a hold, dear Heavenly Father, of themselves, to show the love of Jesus Christ, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we pray, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your word would reach forth, dear Father, reach out to lost souls everywhere, and that they will cry out, what must I do to be saved? Now have thine own way in the services today. Use us all to your glory, to your honor, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to be about all your business, dear Father, this day. We beg of thee. thee. Lord, if we've forgotten to pray about anyone, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember souls everywhere. Remember all the saints of God, our brothers and sisters in the mission field, our brothers and sisters all over this world, dear Heavenly Father, that's doing your will. We ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. So we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 178. Manuel 178.
God with us. We need with us each and every moment of the day. Not hour of the day, but every moment of the day. Every moment of the day, we need.
Giving God the glory this morning. Praise God. Emmanuel, God with us. We're told in the word of God, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Thank God for his faithfulness to us. Amen. Amen. Even when we're physically alone, we're not alone. Because he is with us.
Yes, amen.
And so we give him the glory and the honor this morning. Amen. Giving honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. We thank God for her, for his placement of her as the overseer. Amen. Amen. And if I may say, and the caretaker of his word for this congregation. Amen. Thank the Lord. So glad to be here. So glad to see everyone. And because we come to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Amen.
Our responsive reading this morning is in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Verses 25 through 34. Amen. The Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. And we understand that this is a continuation of the message, messages that Pastor Jenkins was giving us out of God's word. This responsive reading. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. If you are able, we'll ask if you'd stand at the reading of God's word to reverence his word. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, reading responsively. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than raiment, and the body, is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment?
Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?
Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature?
And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin.
And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these.
Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?
Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?
For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Together. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. In him are all things. Amen. By him do all things consist. We thank God. That's why we need to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. We're so thankful for God's word. We're so thankful that we can be agreed on God's word. Amen. There's no contradiction in God's word. We have to merely submit to it and obey it. We're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or just by uplifted hand.
Sister Blake, yes. Remember Sister Webb? She said that she had to work today. She said because her plant had produced some bad cracked parts, and she said, I'm sad that I'm not present. And then she said, please remember us in prayer at the JIC plant for having to work on the Lord's day. She said, although she knows every day is God's day,
but she wants us to remember because she wanted to be here and not in the plant.
Amen.
Also, she said, remember her family and her husband in prayer. So remember them. Also, Sister Brady wanted to thank the saints for their prayers. She said, on September 22nd, I asked you to pray for me for the next couple of weeks. And remember, I came and brought it to the saints.
Yeah.
She said, I want to thank you so much. Today is 2 weeks exactly, and the Lord answered those prayers way above and above what I thought was even possible.
Praise
God. I am truly
God.
Grateful for my family in Christ. Thank you again, and praise the Lord for his immeasurable blessings.
Amen.
So remember them in prayer.
Amen. And that's Sister Brady in Zanesville.
That's Sister Brady in Zanesville. She asked, specifically, she wrote to me and asked if we would remember them in prayer.
Yeah.
And then Sister Carol's friends, who we've been praying for, the McGrails, they had their little grandbaby was born today.
Amen.
I remember them much.
Amen. So, praise the Lord.
And remember me, and let's remember lost souls.
Amen. Amen.
And remember Sister Holmes also in the prayers.
Amen. Remember Sister Holmes. Sister Carol.
Had a neighbor without cutting some beads up with flowers out there. And she happened to see me. I had my little cart and I was sitting out there. And she came over and I didn't even see her. I turned around and there she was. And she said, I thought I'd come over. I saw you sitting out here against the sun. She said, I didn't know. She said, but I looked and thought she was going to be throwing those pots away that was on that flower. So I would like to have some more. And I said, well, you're welcome. You know, she said, I'd just like to have some more. And she began to talk. And I said, she said, you sit down. And she started cutting up stuff for me. She got, I got her bag to put stuff in. And then she put stuff and she picked it up off the ground. I said, well, let me sit down. She said, you take care of my little friend. She got a little doggy. She said, you take care of my friend. And he helped me. I said, Lord, send this when you need it.
Amen.
You know, I sat down for a little while to rest and get up and cut a little more, you know, sit out and rest. And she was right there. She said, but remember her in prayer. She had a fall in April. And she said that her wrist, and I said, but she was doing fine because she was so much better. She gave the Lord praise. She lived east of, well, west of me. And I think her name is Norma. But I just thank the Lord for this thing.
Yeah.
We talked about the Lord.
Amen.
Carried my stuff around the back for
me. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Sit right on top.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes. Brother Joseph.
Amen. Good to see you.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
One day you will be better.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to speak in similar groups.
Yes, sure.
And you're going to be the same thing. Everything has to be not going to be in the car. And I'm going to show you good for him.
Yes.
Feel bad for
him. Amen.
And you're going to try to get him.
Yes.
And no guys. You're going to get out of the car.
Amen.
That happened in the religion because when you take independence from French people,
Yes. Yes, he does. Amen. Yes, yes. Yes. That's right. That's right. God is able. Yes. Yes. Just as you said, what is impossible for man is possible with God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We will continue to pray for Haiti and for you. Amen. Remember Brother Robert's mother-in-law, Myrtis Busby. He said that she hasn't been eating well. We know that she lost her son, Sister Rose's brother, not that long ago, and she hasn't been eating as she should. And so Brother Robert's wife, Rose, was over, took some food over to her yesterday to try to get her to eat. So Brother Robert asked that we remember his wife, Rose, and her mother much in prayer. Amen. Also, remember this be the Lord's will, this Tuesday is Election Day. And there have been many things going on as Pastor Jenkins was praying about the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband. And he's 82 years old, and the man broke into the house and was hitting him in the head with a hammer. And they said that he has a long – first they said that he'll have full recovery, but his wife said he has a long road to go because he has a concussion. So with Election Day coming and the way that things have been going, and they're talking about intimidation and people wearing camouflage gear and masks and so on around the polling places in different states and so on, just pray that it will be peaceful across the country. We know that Sister Millicent has been a poll worker in times past. I don't know if she'll be working at the polling place on Tuesday. So let's pray that all will be in order and that all will be peaceful. Amen. And that there won't be any violence or any thought of disruption in that. Pray that the Lord will God is able.
Yes, he is.
Even to control evil men. And those who would try to do, as Brother Joseph said, who would try to do the devil's work. So just remember that in prayer as well. Brother Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So remember Brother Jackson's daughter, Tina. That's what conviction will do.
When you're under conviction, you don't get any peace. You don't have any rest because there's no peace in sin. There's no rest there. So we'll continue to pray for her soul, that she will just submit herself to God, not fight against the Spirit who's speaking to her heart. Sister Smith. Amen. Sister Smith's request for her daughter, who she invited to come to church, and she did not get a response on that. And so remember her in prayer. Also, her other family members, much in prayer, that they, including her sister and all of her family members, seek God. And also, you said, remember Miss Grace, who's 92 and who will be going in for surgery. So remember that much in prayer. Yes. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
See, may God bless you because we are working for kingdom for God. And we are supposed to put him to get more people for his kingdom. For
yes. Kingdom. Amen. More for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. God has answered prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank God. We've been praying that way. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. 14. Thank the Lord. Yes. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Sister Blake, I do thank the Lord for his many blessings and all that he's done. I ask that you remember some ex-coworkers. I was with two of them yesterday. We went to breakfast, and they were sharing with me about five people in the area that I worked in were let go. And just ask that you remember them. A few of them were able to get another position at Nationwide, but some weren't. One guy, Bill, he came in. And 1981 when I did, he's 2 weeks behind me, and he got released. He got a 60-day notice, so it would be 41 years for him on the, I think it's 26th of this month. It would be 41 for me. It would have been on the 16th. So just remember Bill, because Bill was speaking with me last year about one of the other coworkers that was close to 40-some years, and they had given him a 60-day notice, and he was very distraught and almost to the point of committing. And so I guess Bill must have talked to him and got him settled. You know, it's happening to everyone all around. And so I reminded the ladies yesterday that Nationwide had told us maybe back in 2010 or maybe a little later that by 2026 they want to be down to a certain number of employees. Nationwide has always been around 35, 36,000 employees, and they're trying to get down, I think it's to 26,000 people or 25. And so that meaning a lot of people will lose their jobs. So just remember them. I just thank the Lord that he saw fit to get me out before this started happening again. So just remember them much in prayer, because he said there's more to come. So just remember them.
Yes. Amen.
Many of them are not of age. Bill is of age because he's 59, but many are not of age. Many are still in their 30s, and some are 40, some are in their 20s. So I have to lose their position. So remember that much in prayer.
Yes. Amen. Amen. You know, that is a lot of that is going on.
Sister Blake, I also ask that you would remember, her family. It's a former coworker of mine. She passed, and her funeral is this coming, I think it's Friday. I remember the family much in prayer. She was on in the morning, getting the morning text. She was one that, at first she wanted to get them, and then, the word of God, but then she started receiving. So I'm trusting that, she gave her life to the Lord from reading them, but she had gotten sick, and so. Her daughter, somebody, one of them sent me a text and said she's gone. She passed. Just remember that family much. Smith family.
Smith family. Amen.
Likewise, continue to remember all that have lost some loved ones.
Amen.
Still dealing with the loss of a loved one.
Amen. Amen.
The Ganderella, Ganderella family also, I went to Karen. She was a secretary that I worked with. Her funeral was Friday. We were there Thursday for the viewing. So remember her husband, Rich Ganderella.
Ganderella family.
Her children. They're grown, but still, it's always hard.
Yes. Sister Marie. Amen. Amen. Yes.
One of Regina's friends, too, Mary Willis, she passed.
Yes, amen, amen. So family of Mary Willis. All general requests. And we know that the Lord is able in all of our requests. If you have a need, you can come and you can stand at your place where you are. You can come, kneel at an altar. You can go to the prayer room if you would like. We know that we can pour out our hearts to the Lord, and we know that he hears.
Amen.
He has answered prayer before, and he's able to answer prayer today.
Amen.
And after the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Brother Byron would take us to the throne of grace.
Amen.
We'll turn in our worship the Lord to page 337. Worship the Lord, 337, alone with God. We will sing all four verses, and then we'll sing the chorus. 337. And all the verses and then the chorus. We just heard about many storms of life. Things happening and going on in our lives. Those are storms that God is able to care for us and take care of us. He just wants to bring them to him. Bring them and leave them there.
When storms of life around me beat, when rough the path that I have trod, within my closet door retreating,
But though the clouds have gathered for me, what though I pass beneath the rod, God's perfect will there lies before me. When I am thus alone with God, 'tis there I find new strength for duty. And o'er the sands of time I plod. I see the King in all his beauty, while resting there alone with God. And when I see the moment nearing, when I shall sleep beneath the sod, when timeless he is disappearing, I want to be alone with God, alone with God, the world forbid, alone with God, oh blessed retreat, alone with God, and in him hidden to hold with him.
To hold with him. Communion sweet.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Truly thank God to be here this morning,
amen,
saints and friends. Truly thank God for all that he's done in my life. And as I stand before you to offer up prayer, I ask that each and every one of you that know the work of prayer as well, that you gather around the throne of God,
amen,
in faith,
my God,
according to your requests.
Amen.
Your requests have to be recognized in faith and coming before God. So,
amen,
we ask that those would truly pour out their hearts and understanding for each and every request made known this morning. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before thee humbly as we know how, and bowing before your throne,
amen,
bowing our hearts and our minds,
amen,
knowing that thou art able to do all things.
Yes, you are.
We truly want to say thank you this morning.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And truly want to say thank you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God,
for all that you have done for each and every one of us.
Amen.
We realize that you so loved us that you, yes, gave your only begotten Son.
Amen.
And that you said, whosoever believeth in him,
my.
Should not perish but have everlasting life.
Thank you, Lord.
Let mankind lay hold on everlasting life.
Praise God.
And we ask this morning that you would continue to allow your spirit to guide and direct us into all truth and understanding.
Yes, Lord.
We realize how important it is to thee that mankind will hear and obey your word. So we ask that thou would look down with favor this morning. You heard many requests that have been made this day.
My God.
Many requests in these perilous times,
yes,
that we live.
Lord.
And we see the perils of,
yes,
these times.
Yes, we do.
So we ask that thou would have mercy. Mercy, dear Father, from your throne for our loved ones and those that know thee not in the free pardon of their sin, as well as many others, strangers, neighbors, co-workers. All have been mentioned this morning.
Yes.
We realize the destruction is all over the world. We see things happening.
My God.
So we ask that thou would have mercy for all those requests that were made this morning. And we're truly thankful, dear Father, for Brother Joseph being here.
Yes, we are, Lord.
And we heard his cry for the land that he is from.
Yes.
And we realized that he realizes that thou can do all things.
Amen.
And there's many conditions in that land that he has spoken of.
Yes.
And likewise, his friend beside him. We ask that thou would remember these brothers in a special way.
Yes, Lord, please.
Remember their requests this morning. for the land that they're from, that thou would bless in a mighty way. We realize, dear Father, that there are many people there that are suffering in different ways. But we ask that thou would have mercy upon their souls and remember them soul, body, and spirit. Allow those that are able to work in the mission field to go and speak with an understanding of the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that he has come to save. Yes, our lands might look beat up and torn up and in different ways, but we still have to be concerned with our souls. So we ask that thou would have mercy and recognize and hear the humble cries of these two brothers that are with us this morning around your throne. Oh, Father, we ask that thou would remember Sister Carol this morning. We're thankful for her, and we heard her request and giving thee praise and thanks for how you take care of her and see her through. And likewise, even remembering her neighbor, we ask that thou would continue to bless in a mighty way. And likewise, remember her family, her brother Frank, in a special way.
Yeah,
we ask that thou would remember. Likewise, we're thankful for her sister being here, Sister Regina, in a special way. And we ask that thou would remember her in a mighty way. Look down upon her with much favor. Likewise, we're thankful this morning to see Sister Smith here.
Yes.
And we ask that thou to remember her request in a special way and look down upon her with much favor. Continue to bless and guide and see her through. And remember those that she's praying for, her daughter, in a special way, as she has spoken to her, but she did not hear. So we ask that thou would remember her in a special way and look down with favor. And likewise, Sister Millicent, in a special way, for her many requests for loved ones and co-workers in different conditions in this land. We realize, Father, that we see mankind putting stress upon other men. But you said in these last days, many things would happen, and the love for many would wax cold. The love for godliness would wax cold. So we realize that men have no love for one another because they have no love for God. So we ask that thou would remember these conditions throughout these lands. We ask that thou would likewise continue to bless and remember Sister Laurencine this day, that she's in the house of God, and remember her in a special way. Likewise, Brother Maurice, in a special way, thankful to have him here. And Brother Levester this morning, as he's in the house of God, and ask that thou remember his loved ones in a special way. Continue to remember his request for his children and those he's praying for and asking thee to have mercy upon. And likewise, we're thankful for the Belton family being here, and thankful for hearing the request and the praise that you're blessing in the family and blessing the children in a special way. So we ask that thou would continue to look down with favor. Liam, in a special way, we're thankful for hearing the report on his behalf, that you're hearing and that you're seeing it through. We ask that thou would continue to look down with favor. Grandfather that's standing in our midst this morning, we ask that thou would continue to bless him in a mighty way. We're thankful for you touching his side and allowing him to be strengthened and be able to be out and move about. Continue to speak to his heart and mind. Allow him to be encouraged that you're blessing and working in his family. So we ask that thou would look down with much favor. We're thankful this morning that the children that have come out this day and those that weren't able to make it out because of sickness, we ask that thou would remember them in a special way. Remember those back in the media room, Sister Melita, if she's here this day, Brother Pierre, in like manner, we ask that thou continue to remember him if he's here this day. And then if he's not, we ask that thou would look down with favor upon him, and have mercy on him, and continue to speak to his heart and mind and keep him encouraged. Likewise, Jaslyn, this day in the house of God, we're thankful to see her here. We ask that thou would have thine own divine way. We're thankful for our dear Sister Blake being here this morning, and we ask that thou would continue to bless her and strengthen her soul, body, and spirit, and continue to keep her encouraged in the word of God and in the spirit of God. And we're truly thankful for Minister Jenkins being here this morning. We ask that thou would strengthen her and guide and direct and see her through. We ask that thou would remember her in a mighty way as she brings forth your word this morning that you have given unto her, a message for each and every one of us and those that are listening afar. We're thankful for Sister Holmes speaking in and saying, remember her this morning. And we ask in a mighty way that thou would remember her. And likewise, we have different co-workers. I had a co-worker that just had a newborn baby. So we realize he needs to be blessed as well. We see death going out and there's still new ones coming in.
Amen.
And only by your word and only by your hand.
Amen.
So we ask the blessing to be upon his newborn that has come in. He's thankful for him. He's all smiles, but we ask that thou would remember him, soul, body, and spirit, that
Amen.
He would seek to know thee and learn of thee, that that child may come to know and learn of thee as well. We're just truly thankful this morning for all that you do. We're thankful for the word of God. We're thankful
Amen.
For the church of God.
Amen.
We're thankful for the people of God.
Amen.
And we're thankful to have an understanding that the church of God stands for truth and righteousness and
Amen.
Holiness. And ask that you would continue to bless the minds and of people to understand
Amen.
That thou art God and besides thee there is none other. And that their sins have turned thy face away. Oh, Father, have mercy this morning.
Amen.
We realize that sin thou dost not enjoy at all.
Amen.
It has no part with thee, you
Amen.
Said in your word.
Amen.
The prince of this world, you said, has no part with thee.
That's right.
So we realize,
right.
dear Father, that mankind yeah. has to part from sin
Amen.
And the evil of this world
Amen.
In order for thee to truly bless in their lives. Yeah. Men do not understand. So we ask that thou would allow the understanding to go out from your people and speak to the hearts and minds of men,
Amen.
That they will learn of thee and they will come to know thee, that you will be able to heal their land. Heal them in their bodies. Heal them in their soul, mind, and spirit. We're truly thankful this day for all that you do and all that you're doing.
Amen.
I'm thankful for your blessing to my family.
Amen.
And ask that you'd remember my companion in a special
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Likewise, remember John that just lost Pam, his wife.
My.
And realize his flesh is open because he's she's been torn away from him. You said they had become as one flesh, husband and wife. Now one has been torn from his side. Allow him to not be angered, but allow him to understand and maybe see that thou speaking to him in some kind of way. We don't know how thou convincest men of sin.
My.
But we ask that thou would remember this soul and look down with favor. Now have thine own divine way this day. And we ask that thou would have mercy and continue to have mercy upon our loved ones. Bless in the house of God. Bless your word this morning. Open our hearts and minds that we may receive and understand that thou art a righteous God and thou art a holy God and that thy church is a holy place.
Amen.
Let us receive and understand. And let us be careful to give thee praise and honor and
yes.
glorify thy name
yes.
in all righteousness. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Praise our God. Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Thank God. Thank God for the spirit of prayer. Beautiful prayer. Amen. Thank the Lord for his blessings, all that he has provided for us. So thankful to see that Sister Lillian is out today. Mr. Allen, Lord is blessed and touched. She's able to move about. I thank God for that. Amen.
Like Sister Avery, Sister Avery's on
Oh, Sister Avery, thank the Lord. Thank God you're on the phone. Glad that you're there and glad that God is blessing.
Amen.
Amen. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. This is the first Sunday of the month. The special offering for today is for benevolence. And so as we file by, we may place the offering for benevolence in the center plate, and our tithes and offerings we may place on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, dear God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you,
yes,
for all that you have done.
Praise your name.
Lord, there are things that our minds are too small to even thank you, Lord, for all of the things that you've done for us.
Yes, Lord.
But, Lord, we're just so grateful, dear Lord, in our deep down in our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, most of all, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus.
Yes.
The author and finisher of our faith.
My God.
Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done, for what you provide for us. And, Lord, those things that we don't have, we know, Lord, that you are able to supply them.
Amen.
Lord, again, we offer special prayer, dear God, and we pray, Lord, that you would knit this prayer with the prayer that
Amen.
Brother Byron rendered, Lord.
Yes.
And we pray, dear God, that you would provide, Lord,
yes,
for the people in Haiti.
Yes.
Lord, you see the needs.
Yes.
Lord, you see, dear God, and you know. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that out of your abundance, Lord, you're able, Lord, to supply for your people. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and help them, dear God. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, a special blessing, dear God, that you would pour out on Brother Joseph's family, dear God, who's
yeah,
there. Lord, you see his heart. Lord, you know his desire. Lord, you
yeah,
know, Lord, how his heart yearns for them.
Yeah.
And so we pray, dear God, that, Lord, you would pour out a special blessing, dear God, upon them and provide, dear God, for their needs.
Amen.
As we ask, as we beg of thee in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, that you would comfort Brother Joseph's heart, dear
yeah,
God. Lord, even as he's here, dear God, and Lord, his prayer, Lord, is that you would use his hands, dear God, to be a help, Lord, to his soul, to those who are in need. And so we pray, dear God, that you would use him, dear God, according to your divine will. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each and every one of us, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to be a help to someone else, dear God.
Yes,
for truly, Lord, you have provided for us, dear Father. And so we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, even, Lord, as we bring our tithes and offerings into your storehouse.
Yes.
Lord, that you would use, Lord, these tithes and offerings, Lord, to bless souls, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would use them, dear Father, that your word may go forth, dear God,
Amen,
that others may know of thee, dear God. Lord, that they may come, dear God, to a full knowledge of thee and to even unto the saving of their souls. Have your way, dear God, and we thank you, Lord, for what you have given to us. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege, Lord, of bringing these tithes and offerings into your storehouse. We pray, Lord, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear Father. Lord, that they may go forth and do the work, Lord, that you intend for them to do.
Yeah.
Have your way, Lord, and bless each gift and each giver. Use them to your honor, to your glory. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I am so glad that my Father in heaven.
Let me start over.
Tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Though I forget
till men wandered away. Still Jesus loves me wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms I would flee. When I remember that Jesus loves me, I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Oh, if there's only one song I can sing, when in his beauty I see the great King, this shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Oh, there is only one song I can sing. When in his beauty I see the great King, this shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Praise God.
Amen, amen.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Shall we sit in prayer and Sister Beverly and Brother Jackson come before us?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord bless. Amen.
Bless them, Lord.
Lord bless. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know a great Savior.
Amen.
I do.
Yes.
Don't you?
Amen. Amen.
Pray for us much.
Amen. That's all right.
That's the Lord.
Into the glory of God. Amen.
I know a great Savior. I do. Don't you? I live for his favor. I do. Don't you? For grace I implore him. I worship before him. I love and adore him. I do. Don't you?
Amen. Amen.
I need him to lead me. I do. Don't you? Heaven's manna to feed me. I do. Don't you? Whatever betides me, I need him beside me in mercy to hide me. I do. Don't you? I love to be near him. I do. Don't you? He speaks and I hear him. I do. Don't you? For me he is caring.
him for sharing. I do doubt you. I want him to use me. I do doubt you. For service to choose me, I do doubt you. I want him to bless me, to own and confess me, completely possess me. I do doubt you.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Praise you to your glory and honor. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
I want a dear Savior.
Yes.
I do. Don't you?
Don't you?
Amen. Praise. I have a dear Savior.
Praise God.
I do.
Don't you?
Amen.
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 Praise
our
God. Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
What a witness and an invitation.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank God. Praise God. God
praise
bless.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Shall we stand?
Amen.
Amen.
What a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, God's word says that faith cometh by hearing. The only way for us to have a Savior is to have faith.
Amen.
And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
We need the word of God.
Amen.
Every day we need the word of God.
Amen.
So we're going to go in prayer, lifting up Pastor Jenkins to the Lord, that she may preach that word that we need every day.
Amen.
And that our hearts will be open to receive that word that we need every day.
Lord bless.
We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear Father, asking, Lord, your anointing on Pastor Jenkins. We thank you, dear God, for the word that you have given to her. And we know, Lord, we have confidence, Lord, that she will faithfully give to us what you have already given to her. We pray, dear God, that you would preach through her the words that we need to hear, to strengthen us, to teach us, to show us, Lord, what your will is for our lives. And we pray, dear God, that you would help us to have open hearts.
Amen.
To receive this word. Help us, dear God, to always, Lord, look to you first, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear Lord, that our help comes from thee.
Amen.
Have your way in our pastor as she preaches your word. Have your way in our hearts and minds, Lord, as we receive and obey your eternal word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor
Amen.
Jenkins.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Praise our God. Amen. I was just thinking, saints of God, giving glory and honor to God, the head of my life, Sister Blake. Thank God for her, giving honor to her.
Thank God for how he has blessed our dear sister and how he's continuing to bless her. Amen. I thank God for her exhortation, and I listened to her even after the services and how God blesses her to summarize the service. And I thank God for that. And thank God for her, how he's using her to his glory and honor. Never want to get to the point I forget to just say thank the Lord for Sister Blake. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you too. And thank God for all that he's done in our lives. And I thank God for hearing the testimonies. God is answering prayer, saints. We've come before him on Tuesdays and throughout the week. I know the saints are praying. We come here on Tuesdays and we get down to God's business. And God is blessing saints of God. Even the ones that we hear in family members where we know that they're troubled. But we've been praying to God that he will trouble their minds. Trouble them so that they'll come to God. We don't want them to continue living in sin. You know, I shared with the sisters downstairs in Sunday school before the children came in. You know, my Bible tells me, along with yours, that God is angry with the wicked every day. We've got some unsaved loved ones in our lives that they need to know that God is angry with them every day, living their lives the way they are living it. Many are living in sin and not thinking about God. Many are living in sin, and all they think about is, well, I'll call on my brothers or call on my the church to pray for me. We hear that oftentimes where people will call and say, well, you have the church pray for me. You have the church pray for this. But God doesn't just want us to just be praying for them while they continue to revel on in sin. Amen. We're praying for their souls to be saved by Almighty God. Amen. Because we're living in that time right now where people do understand and know about God. They don't want to reference him. They don't want to say that, you know, I know there's a God in heaven, but when something they're going through, the first thing they say, will the church pray? Well, let us pray for souls to be saved. Amen. Because many of us have unsaved loved ones. We desire to be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Truly, we thank the Lord for allowing us to be here in the house of the Lord one more time. Just read his word. We don't take it lightly. As Brother Byron always says, this is a privilege that God has given us. As I stand before you, I take it as a privilege, an honor that God has chosen me and using me to his glory and to his honor. And I thank you for your prayers, because without your prayers and the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God, I'm not able to stand before you. In our hearing, we read Matthew, the 6th chapter, 31 through 34. And as Sister said, we are continuing this message from a couple Sundays ago. Last Lord's Day, we had Brother Scott with us, and we thank God for the message on last Lord's Day. What a blessed day we had in the Lord, and thank God that he gave Brother Scott the message, I'm still standing. Praise our God. Truly, we serve a God that is worthy to be praised. Amen?
Amen.
But let us look into the word of God, and I trust you have your Bibles with you and something to write with, to write down the scriptures. We can get into the word of God. We would like to look back at Matthew 6, verse 33 to get the subject. He said, but seek ye first, Lord bless, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing with you on the subject, put God first.
Amen.
Put God first. You see, as we said, we thank God for Brother Scott on last Lord's Day and the message he gave to him, I'm still standing. But you see, the only way we can keep standing is by putting God first in our lives. Amen. And by keeping ourselves from anything that would rob us of eternal life. Oftentimes, saints of God, we hear people say to us, I want a better life. I want to live a better way. I want to know a better way to do things. But let me ask, who or what are you leaning on? Are you leaning on Almighty God? Are you serving Almighty God? But are you leaning on your spouse? Are you leaning on a family member? Are you leaning on a friend? Or maybe you have taken and leaned on that paycheck that your job has given you.
We just heard from Sister Millicent, there are many who are losing their jobs. We heard even in the news that an employer is laying off a bunch of people. They received an email saying that if you receive this email, you no longer have a job here at this company. People are losing their jobs. Are you leaning on a boss? Are you saying, well, Sister Renee, I'm getting government assistance, so I'm leaning on that? Are you leaning on a report that the doctor has said, oh, you've got good health. You're all right. You don't have to come back for a year. You're going to be around for a long time. Are you leaning on that? Are you leaning on some type of medication or a political leader, a vehicle? Or are you thinking maybe if I go out here and slip around and I play the lottery, that I can lean on that $1 billion that the lottery is? Or are you leaning upon Almighty God? You see, many have placed all these things ahead of God. And they place them ahead of a life living for Almighty God. And then when they find themselves in a rut, so to speak, they have no other choice but to turn to God. And then they call upon the people of God and say, you know, can you pray for me? Will you send up your prayers to Almighty God on my behalf? I'm looking for, I want this promotion on my job. But then saints of God, are they serving God? Are they looking for God for all the things? Have they put God first in our lives? You see, we have in the Word of God many promises. We have promise after promise in the Word of God about just what we are to do for God and what God wants us to do. And he says to us in the Word of God, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, one of his precious promises to you and I is redemption through the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. In our scripture text, Jesus tells us how to receive that better life in him. He says for us to seek God. You see, I assure you, if you lean on God's truth, if you trust in God and have your faith in God, he will, as Jesus Christ has said in our scripture reading, he will make sure you have all the things in this life. He will make sure you have enough food. He will make sure you have clothing. He'll make sure you have raiment. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. Why? Because we're told in the Word of God, in the 37th division of Psalm, verse 25, David said, I was once young, I'm now old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a sea begging bread. How many know what David is talking about in the Psalm? God has assured us in the Word of God, if we seek first the kingdom of God and all of God's righteousness, all of these things that we need shall be added unto us. What are those things, Sister Renee? He went on to say there in verse 25, as we read, he said, therefore I say unto you, he said, take no thought for your life. Oh, saints of God, when we're in God's care, we don't have to take thought for our life. He said, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. See, God has us covered from the crown of our head all the way to the soles of our feet. He said, is not the life more than me? See, you got to remember, saints of God, when we're serving God, our life is more than our physical food. Our spiritual life in Almighty God is more than us having clothes on our back. Oh, it means more to serve Jesus Christ than to be able to go in and say, I have a pair of shoes to match this outfit. I have a pair of shoes to match that outfit. But I know, but if you don't know Jesus Christ, it doesn't make a difference whether you have a wall-to-wall shoes in your closet or everything matches. But you've got to know Jesus. Why are you saying that, Sister Renee? Because one day he's coming back. And when he comes back, we all must be ready to go. There will be no time for us to get ready, but we must be ready to go.
Amen.
He goes on to say there, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. You see, you think about all the birds and the fowls and all those of the air. They don't go and they don't store up all of these things. He said, but yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. praise our God.
Amen.
Are ye not much more or much better than they? He said, which of you taking thought can add one cubic unto his stature? You know, you think about it. We can't add anything to our height. We can add to the weight, but we don't add to the height. Amen. Oh, God is the only one, saints of God. He said, and why take you thought for raiment? You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I got to be dressed. But God said, if you seek first the kingdom of God, he said he had it all covered for you and I.
Amen.
He went on to say, he said, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. He said, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. My.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Praise God.
He said, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, he said, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith?
Yes,
praise our God. Oh, saints of God, our God is able. Our God is able to do more than we would ever think that God is able to do. The word of God tells us in Ephesians 3, verse 20, it says that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. You see, when we put God first, all else is secondary. I read a church marquee the other day that said, is God your steering wheel or your spare tire? Oh, let us ask ourselves, where is God on our list? Is he at the top or is he at the on the bottom? Do we wait only for an emergency to come before we turn to God and begin to pray? Or do we only count on him when everything is going as they should be? We don't have to worry about God. You know, right now my life is fine. Everything is going. I've got money in the bank. I've got a good job. But I don't have to turn my life over to God. You see what a promise God has given to us throughout his word. He is with us wherever we go. Our Heavenly Father will not leave us. He said, nor forsake us.
Amen.
But he will keep his promises concerning you and I. You see, when we cry out to him, he hears. Oh, yes, he loves us, saints of God. We're told these words. Turn with me to 1 John. Look at what it says there in that scripture. And I thank God for this chapter here, 1 John 4. Look at what it says when it starts out and says there. It tells us in the beginning of this scripture. It said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. He said, because many false prophets are gone out into the world today. Saints of God, we've got to be all that we are to be for Almighty God. Because right now, we're living in a time right now, there are false prophets all around. You've got to prove everything according to the word of God. He went on to say, hereby know ye the spirit of God. He said, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Know that it is of God. Don't believe somebody because they come along and they say something. Make sure it matches up to the word of God. He said, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, he said, is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it shall come, and even now is already in the world. See, it's already here right now. Do we believe the word? Word of God. He went on to say, ye are of God, little children. He said, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do you believe that this afternoon? Do you believe greater is God that is in you than all the things in this old world we are going through? He said, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Then it says, we are of God, all saints of God. I thank God that we are of God.
Amen.
He went on to say there, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Oh, sometimes you may be going and talking to someone, and you may be sharing with them about God, and you may be saying, well, Sister Renee, they're not hearing. But the word of God says that he that knoweth God heareth us. He that knoweth not, He does not hear what we're saying about Almighty God. Because when you first sought out the kingdom of God and all of God's righteousness, saints of God, I don't know about you, but ever since I've been running for the Lord, I love the Lord. Oh, I was listening to Brother Jackson earlier this morning when we were in the Sunday school, and that brother was saying how much he loved God, how much he loves his family of God. And I thank God for the family of God. I told Brother Jackson when I came up before the morning service, I said, Brother, I thank God for you because, yes, this is our family. We are a family of God, and a family takes care of a family. A family goes to prayer for a family. We can call on any of the family of God, and we can say, saints, remember us in prayer. I thank God when we had some prayer requests this week that came out, we went on the, some sent out text. Remember Sister Avery, I remember when she called and said, I'm going to the hospital. Will you have the saints remember me in prayer? Then we had Miss Betty, when she was going to the hospital, when she couldn't breathe, she said to her daughter, she said, call 911 and then call Sister Millicent so the saints at church can pray for me. Oh, saints of God, you think about that. He said, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There are people in the world that know we are righteous, that we are living for God, and that we can get a prayer through. Many times you'll hear folks call and say, will you ask the saints to pray? And the saints will begin to pray. There are saints on Tuesday that are fasting when we have our prayer day. They are fasting and praying for souls to be saved. We are hearing how God is working on souls when souls are troubled, when they're calling you on the phone and wanting all hours of the night and wanting to talk to you. Look at the saints and how Sister Maria shared with us. God answered prayer for little Liam. We've been praying that God would make a move, and God has moved to God's glory and to God's honor. But saints of God, one thing about it, when God moves and blesses, we've got to come back and Amen. Give God the glory. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Don't forget to thank God when God has blessed and God has answered our prayers. Don't forget to come back and let the saints know that God has answered our prayers.
Amen.
Praise his name. Praise his name. As we go on in this scripture here, I wanted to get to the point where it says there in verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Praise our God.
Praise.
It said, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
Amen.
Thank God that he loved the saints of God and that he sent his son to die in our stead.
Thanks.
Praise our God. Yes, his love is deeper and wider than anything you and I can imagine. His forgiveness when we repent is immeasurable. He is ready to bless us when we honor and praise his name. Praise God. Oh, I can go on forever, saints of God. Truly, God has been good to us, even in a world that is flowing with toxic, sinful, soul-killing poisons that are going on in our world right now. Turn with me to 2 Timothy, oh, the third chapter. And look at what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us during our Bible study week. Brother Maurice started out with this scripture. He stated, we are living in perilous times. And look at what it says there in verse 1. He said, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Saints of God, do we see the perilousness right now of time? Oh, he went on to say, for men shall be lovers. Brother prayed about this in his prayer. He said, for shall be lovers of their own themselves. Look at them. They're covetous. They're boasters. They're proud. You people will walk around and say, well, I did this and I did all these things. They believe that they are inventing all these things and going on. No one wants to give God the glory that is due unto Almighty God. But saints of God, let us remember to God be the glory for great things God has done for each and every one of us. It goes on to say there, it said proud, blasphemous, blasphemers. Oh, we're seeing this on every hand, even more and more in our day and time. He said, disobedient to parents. Oh, unthankful, unholy. We're living in an unholy time right now. Mankind believes they are holy, but look at their lifestyle. They're living any old way, and then they're still claiming they're a child of God. They're saying, I'm a Christian, when they're out there in the world fornicating and doing various things. And then they'll turn around and say, I'm a child of God. And then look at you and say, judge not that you be not judged. That's not what Jesus meant in the word of God. You see, we've got to teach and preach the word of God as God has left it on record. He went on to say, without natural affection. Oh, we're seeing this, saints of God. It is running in our land. It is rampant right now. He said, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent. Are we not seeing folks out of control? You can't even have a gathering and people are fighting and people are acting like animals and dogs and cats, and they can't even get along in a civic environment. Fierce, despisers of those that are good. Oh, saints of God, the people don't like us in this world. And we see it happening all around us. But oh, saints of God, don't let us get disturbed about that. Don't let us get worried because someone doesn't like us, because we know that the word of God has let us know in many passages of scriptures where Jesus said, marvel not if the world don't like you. Don't worry and be amazed if the world doesn't like you, because you don't belong to the world. You belong to God. You belong to the kingdom of God, and not the kingdom of the devil. Praise our God. He said, traitors, heady, high-minded. Oh, lovers of pleasure. Brother had spoke about that too. He said, more than lovers of God. Oh, you go by the ballpark. I remember brother saying one Sunday, the ballpark down here at the end of Broad Street, I believe it is, right down there, full, packed full, those out there with their children playing football, when these children ought to be in the house of the Lord. But we've got them out on the ball field. We got them out there because we think one day they're going to make it to the NFL, or they're going to be a basketball player, the NBA, I think it's called, or they're going to be some fancy soccer player or whatever. But we ought to be raising them for God.
Amen.
You know, even in our Sunday school lesson, and Sister Millicent brought it up, I believe it's in our book where it states that, you know, God blesses us with these children, and then he gives them to us. He loans them to us to raise them so that we can return them back to God. Oh, what are you saying? What was our commentator saying in our Sunday school lesson? The word of God tells us to train up a child in the way he should go. God wants us to train up these little ones in the right way. We are not to train them up in the wrong way, but in the right way. And when they are old, he said, they will not depart. It doesn't promise us that they'll come to God, but that word, the word of God, will be with them when they're out there in this world. When someone wants them to do something wrong, they'll be right there and say, no, that is not according to God. I can't do that. They might not be serving God, but they'll know that it's not right to do wrong. Praise our God. He went on to say, having a form of godliness. Oh, we're seeing this today. But denying the power there, you say, oh, I'm saved, but I can't live free from sin. I'm just a sinning Christian. Oh, if you're a sinner, you're just a sinner. You're not, don't tag it on to being that I'm a child of God if you're living in sin. Praise our God. He said, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Then he said, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. We're seeing that today.
Amen.
People are ever, they're in the Bible reading the word of God, but they're ignorant of what God says in his word. Because if you're not serving the Lord, remember his word is spiritually discerned. Praise our God. You see, the entire Bible was designed and devoted to telling the great story of Jesus Christ, how he came to this earth to do the will of his Father. He said in John, the 6th chapter, verse 38, he said, for I came down from heaven, praise our God, He said, I came down from heaven. He said, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. He goes on to say here, and this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. You see, Jesus came to this world. He was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life, and he died on the cross. He did those things to purchase your salvation and mine. When he died on the cross, Jesus was able to declare, it is finished. That simply means that he perfectly completed the task that he had been assigned to do from his Father. He came to this world to pay our sin debt. He did just that. He came to this world to shed out his blood so that God's wrath might be turned away from all those who receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We are told in several scriptures that he was a propitiation for our sins. We're told these words in Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 25. He said, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Praise our God. In 1 John, we're told these words in 1 John, the 2nd chapter and verse 2. He says there, and he is the propitiation, meaning he's the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And then over in 1 John 4, verse 10, we're told these words. He said, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin. Praise our God. You see, Jesus satisfied the just demands of a holy God. And now all those who receive him as their Savior are guaranteed eternal life. Oh, in Christ Jesus. Let us continue on there with John, the 6th chapter. And look at what it says there in verse 39. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Praise our God. Oh, what a promise to us saints of God. Jesus tells us all those who trust him, praise our God, have a promise. If we believe on him, that we may have everlasting life. Praise God. Amen. You see, reading and trusting the word of God is the first and foremost way that we can seek first the kingdom of God. We're told in Revelation 1:3, it says these words, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Also in Romans 10, verse 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you want to be saved, you will need to come to Jesus, who is the word of God. You will have to forsake all to come to him. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, these words, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Oh, denying ourselves is an essential part of being a child of God. It's an essential part of our Christian walk with the Lord, saints of God. You see, when we deny ourselves, we bring our bodies into submission to God's word so that we don't give in to sin. And we don't allow sin to reign in these mortal bodies now that we are living for Almighty God. Look at what Paul was saying here in Galatians, the 5th chapter, to the saints there at Galatia. Look at what he says there in verse 24. He said, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. Oh, saints of God, we've got to crucify that flesh. Yes, we're still living in these bodies, but we have to crucify this flesh in order to live for Almighty God. Because if we don't crucify this flesh will rear up. His flesh will want us to do things that are wrong and that are not pleasing in the eyes of Almighty God. And then we'll remember when the scripture says, so then they that are in the flesh, you cannot please God. So we've got to crucify this flesh so that we can please Almighty God. He went on to say there in verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You see, as we surrender our lives to God, the Holy Spirit of God will give us the victory over our flesh. If we say that we are saved, then we should seek to walk like the Bible says that a saved person ought to walk. And that is by God's will and the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. You see, it is only by God's grace and by the power of the Holy Spirit that we can learn to deny ourselves. You see, this is why it's important to die to the old man. Paul in Galatians, the second chapter, verse 20, says these words. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Praise our God. He said, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Is Christ living in you this afternoon? He went on to say, in the life which I now live in the flesh. Listen to what Paul is saying here. Because you know over in Romans, the 8th chapter, it says to us over there in that scripture, it says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But look at how Paul said it to us. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh. Understand what he's saying. Now that he's been saved, now that he lives for Almighty God, the life that he now lives in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Do we believe the word of God, amen. Saints of God? Paul went on to say, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Oh, saints of God, let us not frustrate the grace of God by not living a life according to the word of God. Oh, yes, we're living right now in this flesh, but we ought to be able to say, as Paul said, when he said, I am crucified with Christ, meaning I am buried with him. I died with Christ Jesus. I died to that old man of sin and shameless. I am now living a life for Jesus Christ. And when Paul went on to say, nevertheless, meaning for this reason, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. It's Christ living in you. And the life now that you're living, you're living in the flesh. You live by the faith of the Son of God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise be to Almighty God. Oh, saints of God, I thank God for this way of living. I thank God that we've got to die out to that old man, and we are new men in Christ Jesus, living for Almighty God. And then we won't be walking around and telling folks, I'm just a sinning Christian or a sinner saved by grace. No, you've been saved by the grace of God. Why? Because the Bible said in Romans 5, verse 1, therefore being justified, praise our God, you've been justified, meaning your sins have been forgiven. You've been justified by faith. Now you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Well, understand why you're saved this afternoon. Please understand what the word of God is saying. He also said in Ephesians, the second chapter, I know we know these well, but someone needs to hear the word of God.
Yeah.
He said there in Ephesians 2, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Praise our
Amen.
God. Oh, thank God for his word. You see, in order to understand how to seek first the kingdom of God, we must know the King. We also got to know what God's will for our life is. How can you please God if you don't know the King?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How can you live for God if you don't know the King? You see, many don't believe that and understand what the word of God's saying, because remember, Jesus in John 14 said these words. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise our God.
Amen.
See, you got to go through Jesus Christ. You can't say, I don't believe in Jesus. No, because he said, I am the way. Oh, Jesus is the way to the kingdom of God. He also let us know in Acts, the 4:12. He said, neither is there salvation in any other. Listen to what he's saying there. He said, we are told this in Acts 4, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Yes. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. So if you're seeking the kingdom of God, you got to first know the King. Praise our God.
Amen.
You must trust the kingdom of God. Come through for us in a day and time in which we are living. You see, God sent King Jesus as a ransom for our souls. I know Brother Byron read this or said this in his prayer this morning. The Lord gave it to him. But the Lord had also given it to me to say in our message this morning. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I know you might say, well, Sister Renee, you may mention that scripture almost every Sunday. Well, you know, this is the theme of the Bible, saints.
Amen.
I believe it is. Because if it had not been for the love of God, where would we be today? If God hadn't gone there and interceded back in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve fell, oh, where would we be today? If Adam and Eve would have been able to reach out and to partake from the tree of life, then where would we be today? But I thank God that God loved when Adam and Eve sinned against Almighty God. When Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit from the forbidden tree, when God told them not to, I thank God that he was there, that God came there to rescue mankind. And I thank God, as brother said early on, that we have a Savior that God gave to us to rescue us, to save us from our sins. It doesn't allow us to continue to wallow on in our sin. You see, God could have washed his hands with mankind, because remember what the word of God says. He breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You see, God breathed. He said he made him in his image, and we were made in God's image and in God's likeness. And God's image and likeness is holy and righteous, and mankind fell from that condition. Oh, God could have said, oh, I'm just going to wash my hands. But no, the word of God lets us know God didn't wash his hands with mankind. God went to mankind. And what did God do? Turn with me to Genesis, the 3rd chapter, and look at what it said, what happened when after they had sinned and their eyes were open. He said in verse 7, he said, and the eyes of them both were open. Excuse me, let me go back to verse 6. He said, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit, my, thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. You know, someone said to me, well, Sister Renee, you don't know if he ate right then and there. It could have been a couple days later. That's not what the Bible says.
Amen.
The Bible says she took of the fruit and ate, and gave also to her husband. And he did eat. And he said, the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together. Now you think about it, saints of God, prior to this, they did not know that they were naked prior to their eyes being open. He said, and made themselves aprons. See, they try to cover up. That's why you can't cover up your sin in our day and time today. It's got to be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You can put all kinds of covering over your sin that you want to. You can say, well, Sister Renee, nobody knows what happened. Nobody knows what I did. Oh, but the word of God lets us know in another passage of scripture. I praise God for the word. He said in Jeremiah 2:22, for though thou wash thee with nitrate and take thee much soap, yet thy iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord. You can't hide from God.
Amen.
You can use all kinds of compounds the world has to try to clean it up, but your sin is marked before you in Almighty God.
Amen.
Praise our God. And the Bible tells us in another passage of scripture, your sins will hide God's face and he will not hear you. But he went on here to say, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou?
Now, you know, some look at this and say, well, God didn't even know where he was. Oh, he knew. Just like God told Job back in Job 38, told him, he said, I got some questions for you. Mm-hmm. Told him, man up, because I'm going to ask you some things. Well, God knew what had happened, but God wanted him to answer. Mm-hmm. God knew where they were, and God wanted them to answer. And he said, I heard thy voice. This is Adam in the garden. And I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. You see, sin will always bring shame. He said, and he said, who told thee? This is Lord speaking to him. That thou was naked. Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? You see, when you disobey God, it's sin. Many look around and think, well, it was just that little sin they did. No, disobedience is sin in the eyes of God. All disobedience is sin. Don't try to minimize it and say, well, it was just a little act. No, it was disobedience to Almighty God. He said, and the man said, the woman whom thou gave, then there's excuses. See, this is why excuses in our day and time when people do things wrong. They try to find someone else to blame it on. Well, you know, so-and-so over there was doing this, so I thought to go ahead and do it. Well, so-and-so was doing it, so I thought to do it. You see, saints of God, this reminds me, and the Spirit is bringing to me. I prayed, I asked the saints on Tuesday, I came to them, and I shared with them. I said to them, you know, there's these boys in the neighborhood that keep running up, and they're pounding heavily on our storm door. And then now they're pounding on the garage, trying to put, dents and stuff in it. Don't know why they target us. But on Friday, I was sitting there studying. I got off a little early from Sister Marie and Brother DeAndre's, and I went there, and I was sitting there. Next thing you know, I just heard bam on the garage door. And I put the word down, and I went to the door, but didn't know that Brother Tony was out there because he wasn't there when I got there. And he found the little boys, but the one little boy ran. And the other little boy stood there with tears in his eyes, and he said, sir, I knew it was wrong. I shouldn't have done it. See, this is what happens when someone else, the Bible tells us, be not deceived, evil communication, corrupt good manners. When you hang around things to our young people, I know we don't have many of them here today, but to our young people, you got to know when things are right and things are wrong. When your parents say, don't go to school and try to sneak around, and I'm going to do it because mom's not here, dad's not here. If mom doesn't allow you to wear certain things, don't go to school and switch out in them and put them on because you're at school with the other children. Because you're be sure your sins will find you out. Because aren't you, for some reason, parents know most of the things that are going on. And if you have parents like what I had when Brother Lawrence and Sister D were around, oh, they can show up any time. They can show up on the schoolyard at any time. You don't know where they're liable to be. That's a good parent. Because I just want to check to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Amen? Amen? Oh, just like you can't hide from God either. Oh, praise our God. He went on to say there, and the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. God says it's wrong, don't do it. Amen? No matter who comes along and says, well, you know, it's okay. God, you know, you can ask God to forgive you. You may not have an opportunity. Amen. You may not have an opportunity to ask God to forgive you. Praise our God. You see, there's only one king that can rule our hearts. We cannot say that we belong to Jesus, yet we do not trust God to do what he says he will do in his word. We got to remember that God cannot and will not lie to us, saints of God. Amen. He is a God of his word, and his word was made manifest through Jesus Christ, his son. Nor can we be full of worldliness and of this old world and claim that we are a child of Almighty God. Jesus said these words in Matthew, the 6th chapter. And look at what he says there in verse 24. He said, no man can serve two masters. You see, there's no such thing as straddling the fence. You're either unsaved or you're saved.
He said in verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. My. You see, the easiest way to find what master we are worshiping is by looking at our hearts. Jesus said in verse 21 of that same scripture, he said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Praise God. Amen. What we value and love the most in our life will influence how we live this life, this Christian life that we are in. If we spend the majority of our time on worldly pleasures and the riches of this world, we will live in pursuit of earthly treasures. So therefore, we must ask Jesus, is Jesus our master? Is Jesus my king? Or is someone else in that place? I know saints of God, sometimes people say, well, they've been living for the Lord for years and years and years. Longevity doesn't mean that you're going to get into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
But a righteous living and living for Almighty God, all the way to the end, Jesus said, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen? You may say, well, this person, they've been living for a long time for the Lord. But if they haven't been living according to the word of God, it doesn't mean anything. You got to live for Almighty God. You got to endure through all the things that are going on. We can't come this far by faith, saints, and turn around. We got to continue on running for Almighty God all the way. All the way to endure to the end of time. Praise our God. Jesus got to be our master. We don't want to worship financial things or security or have our security in those things, but we want to have it all in Almighty God, in the things of what God has for us. You see, when we worship those things, we cloud out the things of God. But if we value Jesus Christ and his way above all else, then you and I will stay focused on eternity. And we will store up treasures in heaven above. You see, somehow the devil right now has convinced folks that it's okay to lay aside their salvation for a time being and to go out and commit sin and then say, I'm going to return to God. Oh, you can't return to God like that. You got to be careful. You know, we've got right now going on in our land Powerball. And I believe the last time I heard it was up to $1 billion or maybe even more, saints of God. And the frenzy that's going on behind it. And yet, brother, last evening, Brother Tony and I were listening to the news, and they were saying on there, they were saying, well, you know, nobody has won it. But see, they have some things set up in there. They got people running and spending all this money to win Powerball. And it just keeps growing. Nobody keeps picking the numbers. And they said that there's something they use or they do so that they can build it up. You see how devilish the world is? They'll have you running after all these things and running after playing this Powerball. As I heard one of my cousins said to me when I was checking on him, he said, well, I know it's sin, but you know that's money. That's $1 billion. I got to play. Be careful. He that knoweth to doeth and doeth it not, to him it is sin. When you know something's wrong, don't step over Almighty God.
Amen.
Don't blaspheme over God and say, I'm going to go ahead and do it. You see, because God might not allow you to get back. You might not be allowed to come back to Almighty God. You got to think about that. You got to think about it, because the devil right now has convinced folks that there's some normalcy to all this stuff that's going on, but it's not according to God's eternal word. Praise our God. Yes, sin will block your name out of the book of life, and then you'll be lost eternally in a devil's hell. I know that in many religious circles today, many laugh when you speak about sin. But as we've said in many messages before, sin is nothing to laugh about. It is nothing to joke about. There are souls that are going into eternity, and they are lost. And they're going to rise up in the kingdom. And when they do, Jesus is just going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I've never known you. And it's going to be a sad day for many. He said, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, there are so many right now who believe that they're on the right road, and some of them are not on the right road. They're not on the highway of the King. They're on a different highway, and many are telling them it's okay to live like that. We heard one gentleman say when they were telling him, they were talking to him about the Powerball and winning it. He said, oh, he said, I'm going to win and buy a big old home, and then I'm going to give money to the church. God doesn't need Powerball money. Our God is rich. He doesn't need Powerball money. People use that as an excuse. I'm going to give to the church. And 9 times out of 10, most of them probably would get and not give one dime to the church, so to speak. But that's not what God would have for us to do. God didn't want us going out playing Powerball to come in and put in our tithes. He has other means for us to pay our tithes. Praise our God. Look at what Jesus said in John 8:21. He said, Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and ye shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Oh, you think about that. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he say, if whither I go, you cannot come. See, they didn't even understand the truth, what Jesus was even speaking to them. And he said unto them, he made it a little plainer. He said, you are from beneath. He said, I am from above. Oh, Christ, let them know where I came from. He said, ye are of this world. He said, I am not of this world. He let them know that he came from heaven. Praise our God. He said, I said, therefore, unto you. Think about how he said it to them. He said that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he. You see, unbelief is running rampant in our land today. Many don't believe in Jesus Christ. But look at what Jesus is saying here. I said, therefore, unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. My, my, my. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on our unsaved loved ones. Because, see, when you don't believe in Jesus and you don't serve him, that means there's unbelief. And Jesus is saying here that if you don't believe in him, then you will die in your sins. Oh, saints of God, our world today, right now, in which we live, is bound to sin. All we've got to do is look around and see what's going on. I'm reminded of the message that Brother Byron spoke at last month's food pantry about freedom and how people are so stuck on their First and Second Amendment rights. Folks believe that because we are Americans, we have the freedom to speak our mind on any issue we choose, and we can say basically anything we want to. We've seen it, saints, in the news. Oh, yes, we have freedoms other countries don't have. We have a right to believe in God, or we can choose not to believe in God if we don't want to. We have a right to carry a Bible. We have a right to pray in the name of Jesus and serve God in this world today. Some are trying to take away that right. You hear it all the time, that they don't want Jesus' name used in schools. They're trying to take his name off of the flag, off of saying the Pledge of Allegiance, trying to take his name, God's name, off of the money. That's the time in which we are living right now. Oh, my, my, my. But I thank God for the rights that we do enjoy here. But I don't thank God for the rights that they are trying to override God with, because that's not of Almighty God. Yes, we do live in a great nation, saints. We live in a place where we are free to come in and worship Almighty God. And we have a lot of freedoms socially, but we're living in a time where people are bound spiritually. They're bound sin spiritually. Oh, turn with me to John. We're already there in John. Look at what it says in that 31st verse of John 8. Let us look at what it says here. Do you see Jesus was speaking to a group of people who thought they were free? But he wanted them and you and I to know today that he is the one that has the power to make men truly free. He says there in verse 32, he said, and the truth shall make you free. You see, it is truth, the truth of God's word, that makes us free. It is not the freedoms of this world, but it's biblical gospel truth that makes us free. I know many are striving right now for the freedoms of this world, but when you are seeking first the kingdom of God, you are seeking for the truth of God's eternal word. Jesus said in John 17, verse 17, he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Oh, he went on in verse 33 of John 8. He was letting them know that they believed that because they were the sons of Abraham, that they enjoyed spiritual freedoms. Just like in our day and time, people believe because we are Americans, we possess certain freedoms and liberties that citizens of other nations don't. Then in verse 34, Jesus let them know. He said, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. You think about that, meaning that they are slaves to sin. Then he reminds them, because they are slaves to sin, they are not truly free. My. This is the same truth that Paul spoke about over in Romans, the 6th chapter. And when he says there in that 16th verse, he says, know ye not. Oh, Paul was letting them know. He said, know ye not to whom ye yield. You see, people don't understand whomever you're yielding to, that's whom you're the servant of. He said, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death. You see, if you're living and committing sin, that means you are serving the devil. He said, or of obedience unto righteousness. He said, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of what? Righteousness. Now that we are saved, we are servants of righteousness. We're not running around committing sins. Oh, then go back to John 8 in verse 35. Jesus tells them that a slave is not a permanent part of the family, while a son is. Then in verse 36, Jesus says that since he is the son, he has the power to make men totally, truly free. You see, a person can be locked away in prison and still be free in Jesus. Oh, what do you say? And Sister Renee, Paul and Silas were. Read Acts the 16th chapter, starting with the 22nd verse. You see, saints of God, as we live in this godless society, we can still be free in Jesus. Have you found that to be so? You see, Jesus has the power to make man truly free. As we said there in verse 32, he said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Praise God for the truth of God's eternal word. Praise God. What we're seeing in our day and time right now is that many do not know truth. Therefore, as Jesus has said in another passage of scripture, he told them, you err not knowing the truth of his word. False teaching, as we know it, saints, is running rampant in our world. As I spoke with Brother Scott on last Lord's Day, after he preached the message, he and I were sharing, and we were saying it was because of the ministry. The ministry has turned from truth. The ministry has turned from preaching sound doctrine. And why? Because many are in the business of trying to fill up the pews. They're trying to do it without accountability to God. Jesus said in the word, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men.
Amen.
I share with Brother Levester and Sister Millicent, Sister Blake, and I believe Sister Smith. I said, you know, the enemy is trying to wear me down, even on yesterday. I was home most of the time alone. I was studying and doing some house tours and things. And I had reached out to someone. I was talking to them, about folks about being in the house of God, coming to church. I believe it's important, saints of God, as the word of God says, for us to be in the house of the Lord. It's important for us to be with our brothers and sisters in Christ. I know there's some that cannot be, and that's not what the Spirit is saying here. There's some that physically cannot be with us. And God knows that. If you cannot be, then God knows that. But every opportunity that God gives us, that we're able to be in the house of the Lord and be around our brothers and sisters, we ought to be around them. Because the enemy is busy right now. The enemy is throwing every fiery dart that the enemy can throw at us. And we've got to be able to stand. We've got to have on the whole armor. So we've said it many times before, iron sharpens iron. We help each other to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. We help each other by our testimonies. When we come in and we hear the testimonies of the saints as to what God has done, it helps us to go on for the Lord. We've heard some strong testimonies over the past several Sundays where God has answered prayers and God is moving. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I'm still struggling out here in life. You might be struggling in some things, but God is still blessing. God still woke you up this morning. God still blessed you to be in the land of the living. God still has provided for you. When you look around and think of all the goodness of Almighty God, we sing a song that says, count your blessings, name them one by. See, we can't even count what God has done for us. All we can do is think about all God's goodness and God's mercy. You think about us, saints of God, each and every day, some of us get up and we're traveling over the highways. I think oftentimes about Brother Byron, because he's out there in that big old truck and driving up and down that freeway. Sometimes I see him on that same freeway that I'm traveling on. And many times, saints of God, you've heard me come in and say, there's accidents every time all over the freeway. And oh, when I see him go by, I just say, Lord, bless him, be with him. Lord, watch over him and keep him safe. Not only Brother Byron, but there are others traveling. Sister India, Sister Webb, and them traveling over the highways, going to their job. Brother PJ, going to their job. God has granted us traveling mercies. When you look down at your odometer, when you think about how God has carried you over the roadway, when you think about some of the saints that have come in and they've said that they've been driving on a car where the axle was broken or something, the wheel was getting ready to blow. God carried them over the highways and allowed them to keep from danger that was seen and unseen. How many know what I'm talking about? The other day when we got up, the fog was so thick, you could cut it, as they say, with a knife. You couldn't even see before your very eyes. But I thank God he carried us over the highway. I thank God when little Tatum got in the car, he said, Nana, what is this? Why is all of this? I said, it is called fog. We couldn't even see. But our God led the way. Amen. Oh, praise our God. He was before us. He was with us. He was behind us. He was protecting us. And then when I got to Sister Maria, she said, Mom, did you see my text? And I said, no. She said, I said, be careful, Mom, the fog. But I thank God I had God on my side.
Amen.
God is traveling with us, saints of God. Don't ever count God out. Don't ever get to the point where the enemy has you down and thinking that you are so downtrodden that you've got to turn around and you turn away from God. Don't ever turn away from God, but keep pressing on to Almighty God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of God's righteousness, and God will add everything unto you. God will give you the desires of your heart as long as they're in the will of Almighty God. How many have found that to be so? He told us in the word of God. He said these words to us. He said, delight thyself in thee. Have you delighted yourself in God so that God can bless you? God can do the things that God would have to do for you in your life. He said in the word of God, he said, trust in the Lord and do good. I'm reading out of the 37th division of Psalms. He said there, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be there. Are you trusting in God?
Amen.
Are you trusting in God to bring in your food? Are you trusting in God to keep you on your job? Then he went on to say, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee what? The desires of thine heart. Oh, but he didn't stop there, saints. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. See, you got to do all these things. When you commit your way unto the Lord, you give it to God. You give your life over to the Lord, and you say, live or die, I am the Lord's. I'm doing your will, God, each and every day of my life. I'm not trying to slip around. I'm not trying to live a shoddy life for you, Lord God, but I'm giving you my all. Because he said, whatsoever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord and not unto man. So everything you do, do it heartily unto the Lord. If God has you sweeping the floors at your company, you sweep them in the name of Jesus. If God has you cleaning the restroom, you clean those toilets in the name of Jesus. If God has you out there picking up the garbage, and you're the garbage man to pick up the garbage in the neighborhood, you swing those bags of garbage in the name of Jesus. Praise our God.
If God has you to plumber and you have to go in and dig out someone, so go and dig it out in the name of Jesus. Praise our God. Don't allow someone to tell you that you're not good enough, because, oh, little Tatum reminds us, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made each and every day. He learned that scripture in school, and he reminds us. He said, man, I am fearfully what God made us, saints of God.
Amen.
And our God is the one who sustains us each and every day. Our God is the one who supplies all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Don't ever count out God. Don't ever, when we get to a situation, and saints of God, I had to say it to myself too, as I share with this brother and his sisters, I said, the enemy tried to get me down. The enemy tried to make me think, well, is there something, Sister Renee, you're not doing in order for people to come in? But, oh, did God give me a little spanking, saints of God. And I'm not too proud to tell it. I'm going to let you know. God said to me, he said, they're not rejecting you, but they are rejecting me. He said, I've sent you to do my will. He told me to continue to do the will of Almighty God. He went on to say, I'm the one that adds to the church daily such as should be saved. I'm not just adding any old thing, but they are going to be saved when I add them to the church of God. Oh, God gave me a spanking, saints of God, to let me know you just keep doing what I've asked you to do. And I, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Praise our God. Just lift him up. He said, lift him up, and I'll lift up Jesus Christ. I will tell the world about Jesus. I'm here to do the work of Almighty God. Oh, yes, I want family members to be saved. I want to see folks coming in the house of God to be saved. But God is the only one that can save them. They've got to come. They've got to come to Jesus, and they've got to come the Bible way.
Amen.
Praise our God. We can change up everything in here. We can allow everything to go on. And we can draw in all kinds of folks. But if it's not according to God's will, then we're just going to have confusion.
That's right.
And guess what? God is not the author of confusion. Praise our God. He'll add. Let us just stay on the straight and narrow way.
Amen.
Let us continue to do the will of God. And look at what he says there in verse 6 of Psalms 37. He said, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Oh, and then look what he tells us to do. He said, rest in the Lord. Thanks to God. Oh, that rest. Wait on God. That's what that rest means. It doesn't mean that we stop reading and studying our word. No, that rest means wait on God.
Mm-hmm.
Allow God to wait and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers. Let's not look at others and look over there and say, oh, that church is building up. Or no, let it build up. God will build up the house of God. He said, except. Individuals. And then it could come in, saints of God, until the whole church is contaminated with false teaching and false doctrine. And see, Paul was stressing that Christ, by God's grace, through the inner working of the Holy Spirit, has set believers free from slavery in sin, slavery to the law at that time. You see, in chapter 3, Paul was letting them know that they had been running well the race, but who had hindered them? Look at what he says there. Turn with me to chapter 3, from obeying the truth of God's word. Oh, just say, when we get into the word and we begin to read and to see what God has to say, we can understand why it's left on record. But let us look at this just for a moment. If we have to come back, we'll come back to it. But look at what Paul says there. He says there in that scripture, he said, oh, foolish Galatians. He said, who has bewitched you? Oh, my, my, my. Meaning, who has tricked you? Who has ensnared you? Paul was letting them know. He said that ye should not obey the truth, whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you, meaning they were taught the truth of God's word. Saints of God, we've been taught the truth of God's word. Let us stay in the straight and narrow way. Let us not go to the right. Let us not go to the left, but let us stay in the straight and narrow way. No matter what people are doing down here or over there around town, let us stay in the straight and narrow way, because that's the only way we're going to get into the kingdom of God. He said, this only would I learn of you. He said, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. My. He was letting them know, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or did you hear it more by the hearing of faith? You know, see, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We already said it earlier. We walk by faith and not by sight. Then he went on to say to them, are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Oh, Paul was letting them know. See, you're so foolish right now that you've begun running for the Lord in the Spirit, but now you're saying you were made perfect by the flesh. Not so. He said, have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? Sister, I need you to read verse 5 because my Bible is kind of tore up there and I don't have it. Can you read verse 5 there?
He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith?
Oh, my. See, Paul was letting them know. See, it's important, saints of God, that we have faith in God. You see, without faith, we cannot please Almighty God. He went on to say, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Paul went on to say, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. You see, God had a foreordained plan, saints of God. God didn't just, he's not just thinking this up. He's just not throwing this out right now. No, this plan was from the foundation of the world. He went on to say there, he said in the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. You see, Paul was letting them know, and you and I today, he was letting them know at that time that they were excelling in the race that they were running until false teachers came in and began to teach them things that were different. Saints of God, let us take this in, because you and I are in that day and time right now. Jesus has warned us, take heed that no man deceive you. You see, false teachers have set up traps. Many profess to be saved and are confused about salvation in general. There are those, saints of God, we know who once stood firmly in their belief, firmly on the word of God. They're now stumbling all around. They don't know truth right now. They've gone away from the truth of God's word. And if we are not careful, we'll be like the saints there at Galatia. You see, the Galatians once knew, as Paul said, they knew the truth, but then they stopped obeying truth. Saints of God, let us continue to run on for the Lord. Let us not get ourselves influenced by bad company. Let us not be corrupted by what they're doing and saying, oh, well, we can change on this. We've heard it before, saints of God. We've heard people, well, maybe if you stop singing hymns and start singing some of the worldly songs. No. My Bible tells me the hymns and the psalms are what we're supposed to be singing. Sing them till they have a message in them. When you listen to these words of these songs that we sing, you can hear a message coming from Almighty God. Amen. Let us not be deceived. Let us not be coerced into changing up on God. Our God changes not. As we used to say, the old sister Johnson from years ago used to say all the time, what would send you to hell 50 years ago will send you to hell today. And that still remains today. God said don't do it in his word, then we don't do it. If God says for us to continue down this way, we continue, saints of God, in the truth of God's eternal word. There's no looking back. We don't want to set our hand to the plow and look back, because the Bible says we're not fit for the kingdom of God if we do. So let us continue on. Let us continue to seek God. Seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Oh, yeah, we might go through some rough times, saints of God. We might not have everything that we think we ought to have. But God will supply our needs.
He said, according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe that God is supplying? I said to Sister Blake downstairs, I said, we've got to be careful. We know the word of God, and I know we know this scripture quite well. We've read it over many times, and I say to you, if you ever think, oh, Sister Renee, I'm looking at all these things that are going, I tell you to turn over to the 73rd Division of Psalms and read about Osman. He said his feet almost slipped when he was watching the prosperity of the unsaved. Let's not let our feet slip. Let us stand firmly on what we know. Stand firmly on the word of God. We're on a firm foundation. Jesus said in the word of God, he said, upon this rock I'll build my church. He said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Do we believe that, saints? Do we believe the gates of hell? Yeah, the gates of hell may try to come up, but Jesus said they will not prevail. And I believe God. I believe God. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Praise our God. Amen.
Praise God.
Lord.
Thank God.
Praise God.
Goodness. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. Praise our God. Putting God first. Amen. Putting God first in our lives, that's first of all in our hearts.
Amen.
Lord has to have first place in our hearts.
Take the first place.
Amen. There's a hymn that we sing.
Yes.
It's an altar call song. Lord,
yes.
Take the first place in my heart. I yield to thee, Savior, forsaking my all.
From
sinful things now I will part.
Praise God.
Amen. We that's what we have to do.
Yes.
And then we have to pray, Lord, take the first place in my heart. I open the door, come in, I implore.
Praise God.
And when we ask the Lord to come in, there's not an indoor and then an exit door.
Yeah, or swing.
There's not an entrance and an exit. It's not a revolving door.
Oh.
When we ask the Lord to take first place in our heart, we're putting God first.
Amen.
In our hearts and
Amen.
In our lives. The scripture that Pastor gave us in Matthew 6:21, she said, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be
Amen.
Also." And people are putting their treasure in many things. Their heart is set on many things in this world and not on God.
Amen.
But we're exhorted in this message. Put God first in our lives.
Amen.
There's a reward if we do it. There's a penalty
if we don't.
Amen. And I was just looking as Pastor was, as she was closing, and the scripture in Romans 11:22, which says, "Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, severity." So if we don't put the Lord, give him first place in our hearts, he will be severe toward us.
Yeah.
We can claim what we want to with our mouth, but if our heart is far from him, he'll say, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." So it says, "On them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off." So we cannot claim and be so confident in ourselves.
Yes.
We have to stay in the Lord.
Amen.
If we put him first
Amen.
In our hearts and in our minds and in our lives,
Amen.
Then he will keep us
Praise
first
our God.
With his reward.
Yes,
thank God for the word today.
Amen.
We have to, as Pastor said, crucifying the flesh and dying out to that old man. And if that old man is gone, then God will have first place in our lives and in our hearts.
Amen.
If that old man is still in there, then we will have first place.
Right.
And we'll try to put our needs, our desires, the lusts of our flesh and of our mind and of our heart before the things of God.
Yes.
But we have to put, in order to please God, he has to have first place
yes.
in our hearts and in our lives. Thank God for his word today. Let us take truly, truly consider what the Spirit has said to us today. Praise our God. And truly, we know that the Lord will give us understanding. He gave us understanding even as the word was going forth. So we thank God for his word and for his messenger. Shall we stand? Number 397 in the worship of the Lord. Number 397.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, take the first place.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. 397.
I yield to thee, Savior, for taking my soul from sinful things that I will thwart. To thee I surrender, for mercy I call. Come, take the first place in my
someone who has not repented, who has not yet come to the Lord. It is for that person as well. That's a plea, Lord, I surrender. Lord, take the first place in my heart. But it's also for those who may be in a justified state. They've asked to be forgiven of sin, but there's still something there. They're doing battle every day, every day. They say, oh, the devil's just coming at me every day, every day. Have you surrendered everything? Have you surrendered all to the Lord? Is there a little seed of worldliness that's still there that needs to be purged? Because the Lord wants us to be cleansed fully.
Yes.
The Lord wants us to be not only justified, not only forgiven of sin, but sanctified and filled with his Spirit and letting the Spirit direct us in all things. He wants us to be a holy people. So this song is also for that situation.
Amen. Amen.
It says, oh, come, gentle Spirit, don't leave me, I pray.
Praise God.
From thee I will never depart. I come to thee now, for I cannot delay. Lord, take the first place in my all. The first verse, forsaking my all, forsaking everything. From sinful things now I will part. To thee I surrender, for mercy I call. You see, we've got to give up everything and be purged in our heart, in our spirit. And let the Lord take the first place in our heart.
Amen.
Amen. So there may be one who has asked the Lord to forgive them of sin, but there's still things that are there that they know they should give up. And the enemy is trying to get them to hold on to it. And saying, well, you know, you can live for God, but you don't have to give up everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same kind of story that he gave to Eve in the garden. It was a lie then. It's a lie now.
Amen.
Let the Lord take the first place.
Amen.
In your heart. So there may, as I said, there may be some little seed or something that's there. And you say, well, Lord, I'm trying to work through it, Lord. Well, no, you can't work through it. You take it to God.
Amen.
Pour out your heart to the
Praise
Lord. Allow him to purge you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let the Spirit speak
Amen.
To your heart, even while we're here. We may be singing, but we're singing and praying at the same time. For soul, if you have a need, the Lord is able to meet that need. The Lord, if there's an emptiness that's there, the Lord can fill it with his righteousness. Amen. But don't leave that empty place there, because God doesn't fill it. The devil is going to swoop in, and he will take advantage.
Yes, he will.
And soon that which you seem to have will be gone. Don't let the devil take your crown.
Amen.
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 I cannot be lost, Lord, for me I will live. Forgive this old Savior impart. If I
that is a plea. Amen. I want the Lord to have first place in my heart. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. I want him to have first place
Amen.
In my heart.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Thank God for the message to say. So anyone with a need, anyone with a special need, amen. Amen. Sister India.
Week at the prayer session, it was very spiritual. Lord knows all about it. That little man, he took me, he wiped my tears. I was in his lap.
He was in your lap?
Yeah. No.
I'm sorry. You were in his lap.
In there.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
And I think little lamb, I know you'll see right now, but thank God for him, because that little man, Maria, helped me.
Praise God.
Keep on the faith. God was in that room.
Praise God.
God had that baby. Wipe my tears and hold me and let me know everything.
Praise God. Amen.
Shout out of my decision about him all throughout the week. So smart for telling him. If that's not enough to convince me, I really thank you for doing that for me, little man.
Praise.
You know, our little people, they so little, you think they can't, they are powerful. And I just,
praise God.
I just want to just thank you, Lord, for coming back instant, for coming back quick.
Amen.
For touching my little heart, because Lord knows it's broken, and I don't have to stop here. Well, I just want to say that in church. I did not want to say that in church. I was at work, but I just want to say that.
Praise God.
And Lord, keep me, Lord, and just, it will be
another hard week. So
keep me, Lord, in your faces. Don't let me play God. I want God to play God. Because He is God. He is Almighty. And like I said, I just want to just give up.
Praise God.
Lord, for little me, Almighty. That little man blessed me, Lord. I just want to thank Him. Mm-hmm. I know that He's going to come back to Him. But yes, He helped me.
Amen.
He did.
In His arms. In
praise
His arms,
our God. Amen. Bless God. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. And thank you for correcting me on that. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. It's beautiful. No, you. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. See, the Lord can use whomsoever He will. Amen. Even a little child can lead. Thank God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise God. Amen. Praise
God.
Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Sister Holmes,
yeah.
And I thank the Lord for coming into my heart, because I wouldn't be here all this long if He hadn't come in, because I don't know. I didn't know, but I found out that was the way to live. Forever.
Praise our God. Amen. Amen. I look to the Lord in prayer, thanking Him for the word, thanking Him for His Spirit stirring our hearts. Amen. Yes. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You, dear Father, thanking You, Lord, for Your word, thanking You, Lord, for how Your Spirit is moved, dear God, and is moving, dear Father, in our lives. We thank You, dear God, because we know, dear Father, that, Lord, we must give You first place in our hearts, dear God. Lord, there is no other place that is acceptable, dear Father. Lord, we cannot put You second or third, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that You would help us, dear God, to continue to feed upon Your most holy word, dear God. Lord, we thank You, Lord, because Your word comforts us, dear God. Helps us to know, Lord, what we must do, dear God, in order to do that which pleases You, dear Father. Lord, it helps us to know, dear God, that, Lord, we must, Lord, seek first Your kingdom, dear Father. And, Lord, and all the things, Lord, that we need shall be added unto us, dear God.
For, Lord, we cannot provide for ourselves, dear God. It takes you, dear God, to provide, Lord, for our needs, dear Father. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, how you bring it, Lord, to our remembrance. Lord, how you teach us, how you show us, Lord, just to wait on you, dear God. And in all of our ways to acknowledge you, Lord, and to let you direct our path, dear Father. Lord, we don't want to step out of the pathway of the just, dear God.
Amen.
And so, Father,
Amen.
We pray, dear God, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to continue to walk in your will and in your way and in your word. Father, we thank you, dear God. Lord, for Sister India, dear God. We
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for that testimony, dear God, that she gave, Father, of, Lord, how you worked through Liam, dear God, Lord, to comfort her heart, dear
Yes.
God. We thank you, dear God, because there's nothing too hard for you. And somebody say, oh, that was just a little child, but Lord, Lord, you in him, dear God, Lord, we're able, Lord, to send comfort to Sister India, and we thank you for that, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for how you use that child, dear Father, and we pray, Lord, you will continue to use him, dear God. We pray, Lord, your blessing upon him, dear Father. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus, dear God. Lord, we don't know, but Lord, that he's not a chosen vessel unto you. He may be a chosen vessel unto you, dear God. Lord, to bring comfort, dear God, even to others, Lord. And this is just the beginning, Lord, of your workings using that child. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for, Lord, what has already been wrought through Liam. And we pray, dear God, that you would keep your hand upon him, dear God, and use him, dear Father. Lord, he's already been a blessing, dear God. Father, we pray that you would remember Sister India. Bless her, dear God. Lord, she says this is going to be a hard week for her, dear God. But we know there is nothing too hard for you. And so we pray, dear God, that you would continue to be with her. Bless her. Help her, Lord, to keep looking up, dear God. Help her to know, dear God, that there's no shame in tears, dear God. But, Lord, she's pouring out her heart to thee. But, Lord, help her to know, dear God, Lord, you said that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that, Lord, help her, Lord, to continue to look to you, dear God, knowing, Lord, that her joy is in thee, dear God, Lord, no matter what this old world may bring. Father, we thank you, dear God, for your word this day. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes, Lord. She said, Lord, you taught her years ago, long time ago, dear God, Lord, who to put you first, dear Father. And Lord, she's been running, dear God, on that ever since and standing on that. And we thank you, dear God, because Lord, we know, Lord, that what you have been for Sister Holmes, Lord, you can be that for us, Lord, and you must be that for us, dear God, if we're going to be your children. We thank you, Lord, for your word this day. We thank you, Lord, for the message. We thank you, Lord, for your messenger who preached the word, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to stand steadfast in your word, dear God, especially, Lord, in times like these, dear Father, even as she gave us in 2 Timothy, how these are perilous times, dear God. And, Lord, we must stand in thee, dear God, Lord, that we not be consumed by the enemy. Help us, Lord, to take a stand on your word, Lord, and to believe it, to trust in it, dear Father, and to know, Lord, that you're working all things out, Lord, for our good. Have your way, Lord. Remember those, dear God, Lord, who are as yet unsaved. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, that they too might surrender to thee, dear God. Lord, that you would take first place in their heart, dear God. We pray, Lord, that they would yield to you, dear Father, and forsake all of this old world, dear God, knowing, Lord, that you're able, dear God, Father, to keep them, dear Father. Lord, you're able, Lord, to provide for their needs, Lord, if they'll seek first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, Lord. And, Lord, you'll take care of all the rest. Lord, have your way, Lord, in us, and help us, Lord, to walk worthy, Lord, of being, Lord, in your kingdom. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Then I heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour.
Praise God. I'm so glad that I found out he would.
bring me out.
Praise God.
Thank God I am free from this world of sin.
Praise God.
Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way.
Praise our God. Thank God.
Amen. Praise God, I'm so glad I found out.
Amen.
That he would bring me out.
Show me the way.
And then here's the way. Walk ye in it.
Amen.
Thank God. Praise our God.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 45 is the meditation scripture, which says, "Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. Thy cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered."
My.
Praise our God. Yes, Lord. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord and speak to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. And this is lost souls all around the world. This is not just lost souls around this neighborhood. This is lost souls everywhere. And the souls of the saints everywhere. Philippians 4:6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." The November turkey, well, first we'll announce about the November turkey giveaway, which is this coming Saturday, Lord willing, this coming Saturday, November 12th, beginning at 9 a.m. here at the church. And they will be given away. We will have the setup in the parking lot. For workers, please wear your Community Day shirt. And please pray for this work in the Lord. We're praying that souls will come. And the November Turkey Giveaway canister is always available for donations year-round. Choir rehearsal following morning service. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Please remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on, and please mute your phones. This is the second Wednesday of the month, and there are some who brought their scriptures, but we're sure not everyone, those who want to share, still had a scripture to share. Please bring your scripture back, and please pray for Brother Byron and all who are bringing scriptures. Happy birthday blessings this week to Brother Byron Johnson on the 10th, amen, which is Thursday, I believe, and Sister Maria Belton on November the 11th, which is Friday. Praise God. Thank God. Our thought for today, if you are hoping for a new body when done with life here on earth, be careful and watchful with what you do in this body now here on earth. Amen. Praise our God.
Also, Sister Blake, let us remember our veterans, because I believe
Friday is Veterans Day.
Friday is Veterans Day. Amen. Praise our God. The part about having a new body reminds me of the song on that resurrection morning when the last trump of God shall sound.
I have a new body.
I have a new life.
Praise the Lord.
Sown in weakness, raised in power, ready to live in paradise. I have a new body. I have a new life. Amen.
Glory, glory.
Amen. Praise God.
Yep.
Well, that's a glory, glory. Never said there'll be no more sorrow, no more pain. There'll be no more strife. Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise.
Praise.
I have a new body. I have a new life. A new life. Amen. Glorified with him forever. Amen. That's what we have to look forward to. Amen. That's a hope beyond this life. Amen. It has a new life. Absolutely. It starts now.
Yeah, there's some joy down here. Amen.
Yeah, there's joy here. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? That's right, brother. Amen. Shall we stand?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank our God. Lord bless. Brother Tony, would you dismiss us in prayer, please? Amen. Amen.
Let me come back with some downstairs.